Okay, so I don't know why we're having these technical problems. So let's go on. Let's pick it up in the Gemara from Beim and Mitzafa. Right, so the Gemara has, Gemara says, so we're still in Abai. We're in the world of Abai. That Tashbisu can't be on Tezvot, because Tezvot, you have a Bari Rabbi Matzi. Ben Bayer, Ben Balayla, you have a Bari Rabbi Matzi. And Chari was still with what Abai said at the beginning. So, Leila, it's a logical contradiction. You can't have the Mitzvah Tashbisu. At least the way I would remind you, the Kumba Esedek Tashbisu can't be in this man of Bari Rabbi Matzi. So, Akoch, if we are Marishan, can't mean Tezvot. It has to mean Yudal. So now the Gemara says, but the Eman Mitzafra. But how do you know Chatzos? Maybe it's from Yudal from the morning. So the Gemara, ah, follow. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Be'emel Rabbis Yudal of the beer. My name is Be'emel Mitzafra, ah, follow. So ah tells me that it's not Mitzafra, it's from Chatzos. So what would be if it would have, like I said, I always think, what would be if it would have been Mitzafra? If Tashbisu would have been Mitzafra? And the way I want to learn Rashi, Tashbisu has two chalokim. There's the Kumba Esedika Tashbisu, which after the Achalok is Kaimu Katsois. And then there's the Shiei Mushbus Dika Tashbisu, which is after Katsois. Kumar, as we've been seeing the Achalok Bela. So that's now that there's an Achalok. So the Achalok tells me where to divide the line. But if it would have been Mitzafra, had Tashbisu been Mitzafra, so the Kubba Esi Dika Tashbisu would have started in the first thing in the morning. And what about the Shehei Mushbas? When would that kick in? So I'm not sure. Maybe that would first be Balayla, by the Seder. When this Mana Issa arrives, when Bayerol Bayamatsi arrives, then you have the Esi Shehei. Then you would have the Esi of Shehei Mushbas. That's the Nituk of the Law. And Bayerol Bayamatsi, if that were the case, this world of Be'ema Mitzafra, so when would Bayerol Bayamatsi start? Well, it's only Balayla. Right, because Bayerol Bayamotze, that's what we're saying, all about, we're going with this now. Bayerol Bayamotze is tied into the Shevi Altasu Dikatai, the Shehei Mushbas. It's the after Chatzos, the Shehei Mushbas, that tells me that there's a Bayerol Bayamotze, that there's a Mr. Shehiyah. So if it would have been Mitzafra without an Acholok, so the Kumbe Esed Dikatai Shbisa would be in the morning, that's not a Bayerol Bayamotze. And when would Bayerol Bayamotze come in? When would be the Issa Shehiyah Balayla? That's one possibility. Possibility number two is that the Kumba Esi Dika Tashbisu would be Mitzafra for as long as it takes to be Mavara, which is an hour. And then the second hour would already be Shehei Mushbas. So I'm not sure which would be the right shot. But maybe it's totally in the two Lashonis of Rashi, what does Acholok teach me? The first Lashon of Rashi is that Acholok just tells me Mitzosei Mutter, Mitzosei Osa. If you're going to say that if it would have been Mitzafra, it would also be an hour of Kumba Esteh without a Bayerol Bayamotze, and then the next hour it would already be Shehei Mushbas with the Mitzvah Bayerol Bayamotze, so I already know Mitzosei Osir and Mitzosei Mutter, so what's Acholok being Mitzosei? Akochach, you'd have to learn that, no, without the Acholok, I would have said, the whole day is Mutter. The whole day is Bekumba Esteh without a Bayerol Bayamotze, and then, so Acholok, And then the Shehei Mushbas with the Bari Rabbi Matzah would only be by night. If on the other hand you learn that Acholok is a gematria and it's telling me Taka Chasois, so then you could learn that without the Acholok, Mitzafra would be it would already be Mitzosu also Mitzosu. I don't need the Acholok there, but the Shori Shoyna would have been Kumba Esi without a Bari Rabbi Matzah, and the Shor Shniya would have been. Would have been the Shehei Mushbas with the Bayerol Bayamotze. It's not Mukhuch, this Chajbin, but the Chara, it's it. I thought there's a slight Revach. It was the Kama Rashi that Acholok is a Gematria. So a Chiddush to Kapshat, Gematria. What was wrong with the Lishna Kama? The Chara, the pastor, is more like the Lishna. It's not Mukhuch. But the Chara, the pastor, is more like the Lishna Kama. Acholok is a Miyut. Mitzosai, so how much is Mitzosai? So it's not about half and half. Like, how else would stomach it? Because, you know, the default is that it's half and half. Mechatesa to learn up Pshat in the Gemara that it's a Gematria. Well, I It's a little bit far-fetched to make a pesach that halach has to be a gematria. Maybe that's the pshat, because Rashi learning, at least in the Lishna Basra, Rashi learning that for mitzosu mutter, I don't need a gematria, I don't need an achal. Mitzosu mutter, I know from the logic of Kashbisu itself. Kashbisu itself says be mashbis bekumva esay kedei she'ei mushbas, like the Rashi implies the whole time we learn. There's two dinim in Kashbisu, the Rashi and the Piskei Rashi. Kashbisu has two elements. There's the kumva esay, and then it's mutter. There's no esheshiyu when you're only in the kumva esay. And then you have the Tashbisu Shehei Mushbas. So in Tashbisu, already know Mitzvah Seh, also Mitzvah Seh. So what's the Achalot Maisev? It must be Maisev half and half, Chatzos. What does it say in Achalot that it's Chatzos? Oh, it's Gematria. Yes, sir, I say. Right. What does Rashi say inside? Achalak, Achen ve'Achen Yudin. Alma mitzvah say a mutter mitzvah yod. When we ati yesh on the chalak chetzil isi v'chetzil lehem. Wondering if I'm right, so it comes out in this Lishna Kama, without the Achalak, what would be the din? The Tashbisu would have been Mitzafra, but the Tashbisu would come to Esay. That doesn't happen in Sashia. When would be the Sashia? First by night. So now Achalak is coming to tell me, Isser is coming to tell me heaven. It's coming to tell the mitzvah mutter or the mitzvah also. What's mischal? Let's leave alone the lishna basim to the matter. Just the lishna kam. So ach tells me mitzvah also or mitzvah mutter. Which part is the ach being mechadish? The mitzvah mutter or the mitzvah also? What? It's coming to be the poshuk shat is it's coming to be mechadish the mitzvah mutter. I mean, without thinking about any of the source, just in what we're used to, ach is a meal, tashbisu is some kind of a din, a iser, a mitzvah, and ach is limiting it. And ach is saying, mitzvah mutter. It's not so chomer, it's mitzvah mutter. That's chayrut. If we'll say, though, that really tashbisu, the kumba esidika tashbisu, doesn't generate an iser. It's like chayrut chatzayis, no iser chayrut chatzayis. After that, the Tashbisu of the Kumba Esay is not an Isser. It's a mitzvah, but it doesn't have an Isser Shia. And that's Mitzafra. And when would the Shiliyahi Mushbas with the Isser Shia? I was suggesting a minute ago that maybe that would first be by night. I don't know where I wouldn't be Mechalak the day. I don't have the Acholak. I wouldn't be Mechalak the day. So then it would be. It would be the whole day would be without an issue shiur, just a mitzvah sreifa the whole day, become ba'aseh without an issue shiur. First by night, it would be an issue shiur. So what's the net effect now of achalah? It makes things more chomer or more kal? More chomer. It tells me that no, the kumba essay is only till chatzais. It's only till chatzais. After chatzais, it becomes shein mushbus, then you get an issue shiur. So the act is making things more. It's making things more chomer. It's making the mitzvah also. Not mashma that way. It's not mashma that way. Ach v'rakim mi'utim alma mitzvah seh mutter the mitzvah also. But it's mashma Rashi, the asterisk is the ach is the miut of ach cholach to miut. It's mechadish the mitzvah mutter. It's not mechadish the mitzvah also. So that means that ach, even in the Lishna Kama Rashi, the effect of the ach cholak is to make things more kal. So how does that work? L'fi the mahalak that we've been, never mind what I said a few minutes ago, but just the mahalak that we've been saying the whole time. The kumba esedika tashbisu doesn't create a bali or a bali matzah. I think that's true. The kumba esedika, Rashi also tashbisu is kairim chatzois. The tashbisu kairim chatzois, the kumba esedika doesn't make a bali or a bali matzah. It's only the kumba esedika after chatzois that makes a bali or a bali matzah. And if Tashbis will be Mitzafra, so the Kumba Ezinika Tashbis will be Mitzafra. When will be the Shevi Al Tasinika Tashbis? We're at least tentatively, we're saying it's by night. So what does Achalav do? It makes things more chomer. It moves the Shevi Al Tasinika Tashbis, the Shehe Mushbas, the Bayor Bayamotse, it moves it up to Kachatzois. But if that's not the passage in the Rashi, it's not even the passage in the Mar. Achalav. Okay, Achalav, you can say it says half and half, but Rashi says it's a miut. Acholik is because it's a miut. Miut l'chayr means it's a kula. It's coming to me m'mayit the iser. So that makes me think that even in the Lishna Kamar, if it would be mitzafra, so then the first thing in the morning you would have to confess in the Kadesh Bisul. But an hour later already, it would be Shehe Mushmas. And the issue would be from Mishoshni. And Mishoshni already, there would be a Bayro Bayros. So what does Achalok tell me different? So Tereni Mitzvah also Mitzvah Mutter. So what's the Achalok Meisah? Where do I see any Tesefis? If it's a Gematria, it's a Gematria, that's half. But if it's not a Gematria, so what does Achalok tell me that I didn't already know? Where does the Kul of Achalok come from? Like, I already know Mitzvah also Mitzvah Mutter. A little bit, not so glad. Yeah? What? Places have places. Yeah, in a way it goes into places cash. Even my the places in Khsib. Even my shmois the Amerishan Rash makes us mutter. Tais coming from a different place, from Abayis, Rashi's theological contradiction, Tashbisu has to be before Bayor Bayamotze. So in every Tashbisu already says, Mitzasu also Mitzasu Mutter, what do I need Achalav? Yeah. After a certain amount of translation, it's very similar to what Tais is asking. Rashi? Maybe you could say that even if it's a miut, like Rashi says, "Yesh lano lechalak chetzi lisa vechetzi lehebda." When it's a miut, the Torah says beferish and miut. So yesh lano loymer that the miut is half and half. Even without the gematria, the Torah says a miut. So mistaba. The Torah doesn't say how much to be m'may. The Torah says let's be m'may this. How much to be m'may this? Stama half and half. So without the miut, I would say. As long as it takes to be mashmis become the essay, that's become the essay. There's no value of Abayim Matzah yet. But as soon as you finish the value, that's it. Because Abayim Matzah, when you're Isaac in the Kumbh essay, it's a logical contradiction to have the Shashir. So the logical contradiction tells me that there's an hour of Kumbh essay, that's the time that it takes. That can't be an Isashir because that would be a logical contradiction. And then right away it becomes the Isashir. But now that it says Beferish Mitzosah also Mitzosah Mutter. So yesh lanu loymar that what it says beferish means half and half. So therefore, instead of the issue starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, the issue would start at 12, and that's takel chumah. So there, the ach is coming to be, and that's takel kula. But the issue doesn't start at 7; it starts at 12. So that's takel mir.
Why can't we say that Achalav is trying to teach us that there's a time, especially if you say it's actually only an hour before eating the shreifa, not before the hour before eating the shreifa? Why can't it be the hot clock is coming to Moses that in the first few hours of the day, you don't even have a mix of the burning, you don't have nothing. And mostly, if you didn't have hot clock, you'd have the burner right in the first hour of the day and then go straight.
You say maybe if it's Safra, there will be mitzvah to burn it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now that it says Acholah, maybe the mitzvah to burn it is first at 11. Maybe Tashbisu is first at 11. So the emphasis is this is Machlekes Shishayim. We haven't really talked about it. Maybe it was Meramis too. Rashi says, when is Mitzvah Sreifa? When do you have to burn the chametz? So that's the Gemara in the base of the base. Taisus says, after Chatzos, Taisus learns the Gemara that the Gemara says, Amos is showing B'shas B'yuri, about B'shas B'yuri, Ash was also the Chaldover. So Taisus and many Yishayim learn that it means, most Yishayim probably, it means after Chatzos, you have to burn it after Chatzos. Rashi says it means Kaidim Chatzos, B'shas Shishis. That's called Shalei B'shas B'yuri, it's B'shas Shishis. So does Rashi mean Dafka Shas Shishis? What if you're getting rid of the chametz at 9 o'clock in the morning? Is it not? Is it also the Sreifa? Or maybe it's only the Sreifa in the Shosh Shishis, the hour right before Chatzos. The Rosh understands Rashi to mean only the Shosh Shishis. The Mitzvah Sreifa, the Mitzvah, which is the in our terminology, the Kumba Esidika Tashvisu, is Kainim Chatzos, but a Shoah has Kainim Chatzos, right before Chatzos, right before the Zmana is. So then there is something that's happening. There is a difference. So if you learn like the Rosh, so then we could say, like who is that behind the mist? What? Well, Yehuda is saying, it would sound like Yehuda, that if I understood you correctly, that with Eimah Mitzachra, the Mitzvah Sefer would be first thing in the morning. And then an hour later, it would be, the Mitzvah Sefer would be an hour that would be first thing in the morning. And then, since Sefer is for an hour, so then the Isser would start at 7. But now Achala comes and tells me that no, the Isser is, it's really Kasefis, that the Isser is from 12 and the Mitzvah Sefer is from 11. And in the morning, you don't even have to do Sefer. You don't have to be so at all. There's a Rebbechim Shat in saying this way. I'm not even sure it's so much towards our. There's a Rebbechim Shat. The Gemara said, Eimah Mitzachra. The simple reading, the naive reading of the Gemara is that after Acholuk, it's not Mitzachra. The Eimah Mitzachra, Acholuk, now it's not Mitzachra. However, it's not true. Ilmolei the Rosh. It's not true. It's still Mitzachra. The only difference is that it was, if it wasn't for Acholuk, so it would be Mitzachra. Kumba Esi for an hour, and then she ate mushmas. And now it's Mitzafra, you have Mitzafra, it's still true, Mitzafra, you have the mitzvah of Kumba Esi, but it goes all the way to 12. And then first at 12 it becomes she ate mushmas. So the aim of Mitzafra didn't change, it's still Mitzafra. What changed is when does it transition to be she ate mushmas? Not so smooth in the Gemara. If you say like the Rosh, then the language of the Gemara is better. Maybe Tashbisu, that's a given that Tashbisu is for an hour. The Kumba Esi is for an hour. That's written in stone. The Kumba Esi Tashbisu is for as long as it takes to do Hashbos, so that's an hour. So when is that hour? So if it only says Bayom Rishon, it's in Yisafra, the first hour of the day. Now it says Acholok, Yesh Lanu Loimer, that Acholok means Mitzosi also and Mitzosi Mutter, that the Yishay Mushmas doesn't start at 7, but starts at 12, and therefore the Tashbisu of the Kumba Esi will be at 11, and not before. More geschmack, the Russian, if you ask him of things, it's more geschmack, the Russian, according to the Rosh. The nice, the tour is chaluk on the Rosh, very usual. The tour is chaluk on the Rosh. And the tour says that according to Rashi, the mitzvah sreifa is even 30 days before. And the tour has a fairish Rashi. It's a fairish Rashi. Anybody know where's the fairish Rashi? What? You're the.
You're leaving your house before Pesach.
The farish v'yeshiv shiori, you have to burn the chametz. Right? Where does it say that in Rashi that if you're farish v'yeshiv shiori, you have to burn the chametz? What? Chavzayin on the base. Rashi chavzayin on the base said the farish that in the farish v'yeshiv shiori, toich lamed has to be has him to sreif. That's how he learns the Gemara about yeshiv bottle. The Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, your insistence on Sreifa is going to make a kula for somebody who doesn't have Eitzim. May have the Leimot Eitzim Yeshu Bebotim. Rashi actually had a kasha there. What do you mean Yeshu Bebotim? If he doesn't have Eitzim, he'll wait till Chatzos and then he'll do bad. Then he'll be Ashpasos and Chalav. So Rashi says, yeah, that's good if he's around, but if he's Mefarish Yeshu B'Sheyora, so then he's not going to be around after Chatzos. So he has to do Dafka Sreifa, and he has to do Dafka Sreifa and Leimot Eitzim is going to be Yeshu Bebotim. So that's interesting, Rashi. There's a lot in that Rashi, but Linyanenu, it's Mefarish. The Torah points out it's Mefarish in that Rashi that a Mefarish Reitzim B'Sheyora has a mitzvah Sreifa 30 days before, not only at 11 o'clock. Maybe if some of the Torah would answer, and some of the Rosh would answer that the mitzvah Sreifa is at the last opportunity. So in ordinary case, the last opportunity is an hour before Chatzos. But if somebody's Mefarish V'Yetzi V'Shiyar, so for him the last opportunity is before he goes. So that's when the Mitzvah Sreifa is. But the Mitzvah Sreifa, the Fidei Rosh, is the last hour of opportunity. Normally that's 11, but it could be in the case of Mefarish V'Yetzi V'Shiyar, it's before. So the Fidli Rosh again, the Fidli Rosh, the Rosh with the Emi Tzapa is more Gishma. The tour is a little bit chol, it's a little bit shver. The Emi Tzapa, it is Mitzapa. It's not only Mitzapa, it's 30 days before. Elamai, you mean the Yisrael Yobay Matzei, the Shehei Mushmus. That's not Mitzapa, that's not Mitzapa, that's an hour after the Mitzapa. Maybe you'll say, maybe it'll be like this, the tour, maybe we'll say, the Emi Mitzapa means that the Shehei Mushbas, Emo that the Shehei Mushbas, now that the emes of the Shehei Mushbas is after Chatzais. But Emo that maybe the Shehei Mushbas is Mitzafra, not literally Mitzafra, because you have to actually burn it. And that can't be the Shehei Mushbas. That's a logical contradiction like a Baisa. But maybe the Shehei Mushbas starts Mitzafra, allowing, of course, for an hour in order to do the Maisa Sreit. That's still called Mitzafra.
It's your 11 o'clock essentially, it's your last opportunity, right, even if it's a Bishar. So how do they understand Pshat in terms of, let's say, so now there's officially a Chiyuv Chal, and then what happens if he leaves and then he decides to come back, he gets reincarnated? Hey, I don't know, I'm not a Chiyuv, I don't know, but I don't know, I don't know, but
I'm not looking to be nachas in that. The svar itself, the shayach, to say that the mitzvah sreifa, the Torah said you have to be mevarad the chametz. But when? There's no chiyuv sreifa. You have to be chametz before Pesach. Why are you being mevarad from mitzvah sreifa? Let's talk about it a little bit. But the poshut shayach, the pastor said, and he told like the Torah Moshe. The Torah says, "Taka din sreifa 3 days before, not like the Rosh, not the last opportunity. 3 days before, there's already din sreifa. So how are you allowed to do anything else?" Why is the dinner to eat hummus 30 days before? Right, there's a rashash that eating maybe is like burning. But how you allowed to sell hummus to go 30 days before? You mevatel mitzvah tashbisu. There is Beishanu got a hold of it. Not a lot of, but we don't hold the way. We all do a lot of sell hummus to go before Pesach. Are you being mevatel mitzvah sreifa? Lefi Rashi that there's a mitzvah sreifa 30 days before. So you mevatel mitzvah sreifa. They lefi the rosh is not so shver. An hour before Chatzais, maybe you're not allowed to sell it to them. But if more than an hour before, you can sell it to a... You know, the toilet is a Mr. Strafe already 30 days before, so how do you sell it to a guy? How do you flush it down the toilet? Is there 30 days before face that to flush the hummus down the toilet? So Shaman. I don't know, it's very not clear. How does that work? What is this Mr. Strafe that you have 30 days before? You're lagging the hummus in other ways. Maybe it means that you have to put that one kezayis, you have to be served. Since there is a mitzvah tashvisu, which Rashi calls ikra mitzvasa, is v'sreifa, doesn't mean you have to be served all of your chametz. Maybe it means you have to be served some of your chametz. Al derech the Rivo, who used to leave one slice of bread over until chatzayis in order to make a mitzvah sreifa. He's in the world that sreifa is only after chatzayis. But in Rashi's world, that it's 30 days before. So one slice of bread, you tap it, shouldn't sell it. One slice of bread, you should leave it in straight. Everything else, you can get rid of it otherwise. But there's an ikum mitzvah, is that you should do a ma'aseh straight. Okay, anyway, let's go on. So there's various possibilities over here. But then you have Yishmael Tanam, Atzimu Yidal, Shnikar Ishin, Shnemar Barishin, Yidal, Yarbosu, Lachaybish. The word Rishin can mean Yidal. But seeing the Dallas Nikarisha. So, okay, but this one is also Nikarisha. But seeing the Dallas Nikarisha. And so, I was also reading, like, seeing the Hemshech of the Sugi, the Mar brings Tzukkah, where your Dallas is also called, Tezvav is also called Rishon. Tzukkah, so. And even by Mikra Kodesh, even by Pesach, Tezav is also called Rishon. So fine, similarly, Yidal is Nikra Rishon, but how do you know what it means over here? So then it's an irrational is a deal. Not on Dvei Yisrael himself, but on the next one. But Machan by Yitzchak Amar Rishon to make Kodesh Mashma the Yom Hakra Harishon Adam Tivolod. Were you born before Adam or Rishon? Rishon means before. So Rishon is mashma before. And then Gemara's going to go through that. Where's the Mashmaisha be before? It doesn't always mean before. That's the Hemshech HaSugya. But I want to point out the Rashi. Rashi over there says, Rishon Demekara Mashmo. Zok Rashi. The Lab Rumi Dekra Hadar De Mashmo Rishon Demashmo is the Kra Shul Yoyim Kaidim L'chol Shiva. L'chol Shiva Dekra. The Kaidim Dekhsiv Shiva's Yom and Matzis Techelu. Ach B'yoyim HaRishon. Rishon Kaidim L'maisa Koma. So Rashi says, Rishon Demekara Mashmo. You don't need the Rumi Dekra. Rumi Dekra means what Abai said. There's a logical contradiction between Tashbisu and Shiva's Yom. So Rashi says, in Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, you don't need the Rumi Yidakura HaDodi. Rishon be'etzim is mashma the day before. So there's a diak in Rashi. What's the diak? It's not a diak so much from what Rashi said, but from where he said it. Why didn't he say it before the day of Yishmael? Well, loy Rumi Yidakura, Rishon is a matzinu lo'ol l'rishon sh'nev and so on. How come in Rabbi Shmuel didn't say anything? He first wakes up by Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchok. So what does it mean? What's the Mashmah? Right, it's Mashmah and Rashi. The Rashi learned that Rabbi Shmuel is still going with Rumi the Kor. Rabbi Shmuel is being Moisif on Abai, he's not being Chayluk on Abai. Abai said it's a Rumi the Kor, that the Rishon must get me Tesvor, must be Yudal. It's a little bit tamur. How can Rishon mean Yudalit? Where do you ever find that Yudalit is Rishon? So Rabbi Shmuel is Moisif. No, it could mean Rishon. It could mean Rishon. And since the Rumi Dekra is that it can't mean Tesvav, so Mimele it means Yudal. Then you come to, so then what's Rav Nachman by Yitzchok is being Moisif? What's Rav Nachman by Yitzchok's Tesefis? Then his Tesefis is, and that's the Hemshech of the Sugya, that Rishon the Mekara Mashma. The Rishon is Mashma before, not that Matsino that it might mean before. Rishon is Mashma before. That the Moes about that, and that's the Hemshech of the Sugya. Taisus is not Mekachi. Taisus is later. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Where it brings later from Rabbi Shmuel that from Mesishka Talchomet, Dam Zivchi, you learn out that there's a din of Tashbisu before Pesach. This Taisus they says, Taimel read the Ton of Rabbi Shmuel, not the Mikra Achrino. The steer between Ton of Rabbi Shmuel and Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. The Divrei Rabbi Shmuel later is that we learn it out from Leisishka Talkam is Dam Zifri. And Taisus learns that's the Hemshech HaSugya, that Leisishka Talkam is Dam Zifri, it's the Gili on Tashbisu, which means Yudal. Taisus, there's a steer. Very deeper Rabbi Shmuel, he learns out from Leisishka Talkam is Dam Zifri, that Tashbisu means Yudal. And here he says, Matsinu Yudal, Shemek Yerishan. And Taisus blabs by Akasha. So you're actually, it's not Akasha at all. There's two things. First of all, Rabbi Shmuel, it's two different things. First, you have to establish that Yudalud could mean Rishon. Rishon could mean Yudalud. So that's the first thing. That's the Tana Rebbe Shmuel. That Yudalud, that Rishon might mean Yudalud. But how do you know that it doesn't mean Yudalud? Rabbi says, you'll read the Kroh. And then later on, we have a Dibri Rebbe Shmuel that you don't need to, that's not the Rumi the Kroh, but it's Lashishu Talchom. It's like Rav, not like Rabbi. So it comes out in Machlokes Rashi in places. I don't know what it's what's the Eibik, but it comes out of Achlekes in Pshat, Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, so fine. So let's go back to Nachum Yitzchok. Nachum Yitzchok Omer, Rishon the Mekar Mashmud. Omer Kro, Harishon Odom Tivolei, Rishon is before. Ela Me'atu L'kachta M'chem B'yem Harishon, Achinami, Rishon the Mekar Mashmud. So by Lulu, we'd say the same thing, that L'kachta M'chem B'yem Harishon means Erev Sukkos, you have to take a Lulu. Shaini Hosem, Dixir, Musmach M'fei Hashem, L'kechem Shivas Yomim, Mashri, Yishri, L'chag, Af Rishon, Rishon, L'chag. So you have the same hekesh. In pain, nichnev kro rishon, harishon mamulim. Like harishon odom tivolin. Harishon is mashma before. Not rishon. Harishon is mashma before. Shmavim elchad amar. Yoch yosan ami harishon lamulim. But there it also says lachnem lachem. But yeah, harishon. By lulav it also says harishon. But still, also they say by yom rishon shabbosim, yom shmini shabbosim. Aim rishon to make our mashma. So Shaini Hosel Domer Kobi Yom Shmini Shabbosim Hashmini Shmini Dechag Afishim Rishim Dechag Harishim Lo Amalim Uti Chayil Shul Moed Chayil Shul Moed Rishim Shmini Nafka Itzik Sat Tadayt Kamino Heilu Sibach Mono Yom Shmini Bob Moisif Ongin Rishim So we have three psukim that we can't account for. We have by lulav, and we have by the mikra kodesh of the rishon of sukkos, and the mikra kodesh of the rishon of pesach. So those are all harishoins, and they don't mean before. The Marshal makes a chesed how each one of these mitzvahs corresponds to these three things. Is a Mishnah in Talmud Nishchat that you're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach if you have chametz in your rishos. It's a lot. Not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach if you have chametz in your rishos. Or if one of the Bnei Chabur has chametz in his rishos, the Zorik has chametz in his rishos. But there's a lot. L'sishcha da chametz dam zivchi. What does it have to do with the mitzvah of Tashbisu? It's partial track. So Taisus learns, we'll see Taisus more carefully in a minute, but Taisus says that it's a gili on Tashbisu. Since there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, we don't know what it is. So there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, it's mistaba, it's a gili milsa. Anyway, the details we'll see. But leisishka talchom is dam zivchi kaka means don't shech the korban pesach when you have chometz. But it's but since its zman is erev pesach, so it's megalon tashbisu that tashbisu also the emission tashbisu is going on erev pesach. Yeah, exactly. How is megala will be for this? Is that how Rashi works? Let's see in Rashi.
The
Zoom's going to close in 5 minutes. What? The Zoom's going to close in 5 minutes. You want to restart it? We could. Maybe now's a good time. Let's just stop the Zoom and we'll just restart it again.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
Same link? Yeah. Everyone rejoin the same link.